Hello.
Hi.
I can hear you.
Oh, great. Well, what you're saying, I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a quick survey on residents' perception on hurricane threats and damage reduction.
What's your study on?
Oh, well, I'm calling from Florida International University.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's basically about hurricane threats, damage reduction, as well as how your current economic situation has affected you and your household. Is your home a single-family home, detached, townhome, apartment?
No, it's a villa, so it's attached on one side.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
Do you know in which year it was built?
I believe it was 90. It was either 93 or 94.
Okay, thank you very much. Have any upgrades or modifications been made?
Where is your university?
It's in Florida, from Florida International University.
I know, but where is it located?
Well,
it's not FAU and it's not the other one. Where are you located?
Well, at least right now, I'm calling the one from Modesto.
Say that again?
Well, the one I'm calling you is located in Modesto. The Modesto A.
Mayberry California?
Campus. In Florida, correct.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm. It's in 11200 Southwest 8th Street. I don't know. You may be familiar with it.
I don't know where Modesto is, but that's okay.
Oh, it's a big city, but, well, it's just very short. I will go through it.
Is it North Florida or South Florida?
No, it's in Miami, actually.
Oh, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Okay, and have any upgrade modifications have been made to your property, like, maybe?
Yes, I put hurricane windows.
Oh,
and
okay.
Doors.
Okay.
And garage door.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
12.
Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced maybe a typical tropical storm, a category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 hurricane?
No, I've been lucky.
Oh, yes, you have. Definitely. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or maybe flooding hazards? Would you say that you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or maybe not too vulnerable at all?
Somewhat, but I put the window, so I should be okay.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Last time I left.
Okay, so you will leave, basically, the area.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, understood. And when would you begin to prepare for a hurricane? I will give you a few options. Would you think that you will start to prepare when a hurricane watch is issued? Hurricane conditions are possible, let's say, within 48 hours? Or maybe when a hurricane warning is issued? This is when the hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours? Or you think that your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
I think 48 hours is enough.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. And now I will give you some options, some sources of information. I will need for you to give me at least your top three. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
TV.
WhatsApp.
TV news.
Okay, TV news.
Mm-hmm.
What other? You can give me your top three.
Family. My family lives down here.
Oh, okay.
And they're very nudgy about getting out. in time.
Yes, I can understand that. Okay, well, mm-hmm. thank you. Will that
okay.
be it?
As long as you think it's it, then it's it.
Oh, no, I mean your sources of information. You will suggest TV and friends and family.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Okay, and on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared, 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
A 4? Okay. Now, mm-hmm. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? I will read you a few. Cost of insurance, property taxes, loss of income or unemployment, cost of housing, cost of childcare, cost of flood or other essentials, transportation cost maybe, or none of this, or maybe other.
Maybe cost of houses if my house blows down.
Understood. Completely understandable. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. I'm inland,
okay.
6 miles inland.
And let's say about evacuation. When would you think that you will evacuate the area? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, let's say that hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or it's just if an emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you will say that probably never.
No, 48 hours.
Okay. And if you need to evacuate, where will you go? Will you go to a local shelter, the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, or as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances or other?
I would leave. I would probably go to a hotel that is far away.
Okay, understood. How many vehicles? That would be an option, definitely. How many vehicles are available? Oh, I'm sorry?
They don't have hurricanes in Italy, do they?
Well, probably they do, maybe not that strong, you know, somewhere near the coast, but I'm sure they do.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so Italy is my answer, or a hotel.
Okay, thank you.
You know, out of the danger zone.
Understood. And how many vehicles are available on your household?
One. I have a Mini Cooper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think for a hurricane, it's like $6,000.
Okay.
I
how confident are
that
you?
Helps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. And how confident are you that you can come up with a $6,000 for an inspected hurricane damage?
I could do it.
Okay. Well, you said that you are certain you can come, probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
Okay. And now, how was your home insurance rate changing the last 1 year? Would you think that it has decreased? Well, it's increasing. Do you think it's increasing somewhat or like 1 to 10% or significantly over 10% in the past
Over 10% probably.
How about in the past 1 to 3 years?
1 to 3 years, 20%. No, 30%.
Oh, and the past 3 to 5 years?
I guess you mean above what I already told you, or you mean the same thing?
Yes. If you have noticed that it has been increasing maybe over 10%, or maybe between 1 to 10%.
At least 10%, and 5 years, yeah.
Okay, understood. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Like, do you change insurance provider, do you increase the amount of the deductible, or do you decrease the coverage?
No, I I changed the, they dropped me, my other insurance company, they dropped everybody. It was UPC, and first they dropped me because I put in a claim, and then they dropped the rest of Florida. So I had a change. I changed to Citizens because that was the only option.
And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what's the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Let's say 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I think I'm like 100%, but I don't think I have that with Citizens. I don't know what the rules are exactly.
Oh, I understand. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs of homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home?
I'll move to Italy.
So you will consider moving then, maybe to another county within Florida, or definitely to another country?
Another country.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there have been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel the homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I don't have a mortgage. I paid for my home. And so I wouldn't cancel my insurance, and I wouldn't cancel my insurance.
Okay.
We're just stuck here. And what do you think? Do you think we're going to be underwater in 10 years anyway because it's Florida? Or do you think 20 years or 25?
I wouldn't be able to tell, to be honest.
Right. They say we're going to be underground, underwater.
There are rumors, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Continue, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, according to Trump, there's no global warming. So he lies.
And let's say if a major hurricane infects your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Do you think that the federal government?
I have the Florida state insurance, the Citizens, so that's it.
The state government, then. I see.
Yeah.
And on a scale to, and we're almost done. Thank you very much for taking the time. I will go as fast as I can with the last few questions, okay? I thank you so much for your help on this. On a scale to 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Well, obviously they're not enforced because that building in North Miami fell over. So I think they're getting better since that happened. I think they're trying to update the buildings. But I did hear that the problem is, let me just shut this off. Okay. The problem is that they made the cement with salt water instead of real water, and that's illegal.
And how would you rate it in the scale to 1 to 5? Like 1 will be no confidence, 3 will be reasonable, and 5 will be very high.
Very high what?
That you are very...
disaster?
Yes, that you, high will be that you are very, you have very high confidence that the local building codes are being enforced. 1, let's say, will be that you have no confidence at all.
No, I have the medium one.
Okay, understood. And how much confidence do you have that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? Again, from 1 to 5.
Wait, what was the end? No. The question was insurance, or what was the question?
Oh, no. This one says, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I think it's okay.
Okay. Would you say that you have very high confidence?
Medium confidence.
Okay.
You can't be too confident.
Mm-hmm. And the next one said, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I think they take it into account, but I don't think there's that much they can do to keep you safe. I think what's going to happen is going to happen.
I understand. And how about how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
Flood risk?
Yes.
Oh, I think they do take into account flood risks. And if you're closer to the ocean, you're in more danger.
Definitely. Thank you. And how about that the building codes are as strict as they should to mitigate loss?
Well, I think they're getting stricter, and I think that's a good thing.
Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to ask a few questions about what you mentioned before about sea level rise. So do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think that your property or finances will be affected?
Yes, I do believe that the water table is getting higher, even though we have no rain, and the pond behind my house is getting lower.
I understand. And would you consider selling your home in the private market as a part of the government buyout program or neither?
I don't think so. I'm not selling for that reason.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if we know that the water is rising and we're going to get drowned.
And let's say if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think that they should increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or maybe increase both income and property taxes?
No, I don't think they should increase it. I think they waste too much money on other stuff. They should do what's necessary.
Understood. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in the area?
I should definitely not buy the house at the beach after talking to you. What was the question? Levels are rising? Yes, I think they're rising.
No, I will say, how concerned are you about flooding in your specific area? Would you say you are extremely, moderately, or somewhat concerned about it? Or maybe slightly?
Somewhat concerned about flooding, yes. But I think where I live is pretty safe.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now, I will give you a few options for you to tell me when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important, like the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, a flood zone or proximity to other family or proximity to job?
Well, I'm retired, so that's not an issue. But I think, what was the first one? Oh, neighborhood.
The first one, neighborhood, yes.
Yeah, I like neighborhood.
Okay, how about schools, crime, price?
Well, schools are not an issue because I'm retired. And
okay.
Crime, it's pretty safe where I live, so I'm not worried about that. And
okay. How about taxes, fees, insurance rate, or flood sum?
Well, I didn't know the insurance was going to go nuts, but it did, so we have no choice.
Okay. And how about proximity to your family?
I have one daughter who lives a half hour away. Is that the right answer?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for your answer. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Do you think you will be there between the next 1 to 3 years, 3 less than 5 years, between 5 less than 10, or more than 20 years maybe?
Well, if I'm not dead, 20 years.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, we're basically done. Right now, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age, like a range?
I'm 75.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
including
but
yourself.
But I'm a very young 75.
Okay, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
That's me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, your marital status, single, never married, widow, divorced, separated?
Divorced.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of a school completed in your household?
College.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Are you by any chance a Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope, no chance.
Okay, and what racial group do you identify yourself with?
White.
Okay, thank you. And the language mostly spoken in your home?
It's English. I live in America. I get really mad when the phone company says, do you want Spanish or English?
Understood. And last one, please tell me, which is the income range for your household? Under 20,000, 20 less than 30,000, 30,000 less than 50, 50 less than 70,000.
I'll take that one, 30 to 50.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's all I have for today. Once again, I thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you have a beautiful evening.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to eat my dinner now. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.